愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone。
在这个礼拜的家庭聚会，我们在查考约翰福音第二章。
In this week's family service, we were studying John chapter 2.
那在最后一段里面，有两节圣经节，我们当时没有时间查考。
And in the last section, there are two verses that we did not get to.
那我想晚上跟大家一起来学习。
And tonight, I would like to share with everyone.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
二十三节到二十五节。
Verse 23 to 25.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他行的神迹，就信了他的名。
23. Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name.
主耶稣是道成肉身来到世界。
Jesus came in the form of flesh to the world.
所以他是约翰一书里面说是看得见、听得见、摸得到的。
So First John says we can see him, we can touch him, and we can hear him.
虽然他是神。
Though he is God.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
当他变成人的时候
，When he became a human being,
我们要认识他，可以从看见、听见、摸到来认识他。
And if we want to understand him and know him better, we can try to hear him to touch him.
所以今天我们来信耶稣，每个人入门不太一样。
And today everyone came differently to in different ways to the church.
有的是听到道理觉得很好。而信的。
Some people came to believe because they heard good sermons.
那有的是摸到，来体验圣灵，或者说有困难来祷告，蒙神解决。
And some people felt Jesus because they rather received the Holy Spirit or Jesus solved them their problem through their prayers.
但是也有人来信是因为看到。
But some people also came to believe Jesus because they saw him.
就是看到主耶稣显他的大能力。
They saw the great power of Jesus Christ.
在这里说，很多人看到主耶稣行的神迹，就信了他的名。
Here it says that many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name.
所以今天我们要引人来信主，三条路都需要。
And today, when we want people to come to believe in Christ, we need three paths.
有的人渴慕道理，所以我们道理要讲得很清楚、很深入，让他能够了解这个道是超越人的道。
Some people search for the truth, and we need to make the truth clear so that they understand that the truth is beyond human.
那有的人是生活有困难。
And some people have troubles in their lives.
那我帮他祷告，教他祷告。让他能够去摸到神，体会到神的带领，神的祝福。
And we should pray for them and teach them how to pray so that they may feel the abundance of Jesus.
那有的人他也没有困难，但是如果我们教会有神迹奇事，他有感觉到神的真的有神，而且在这里，他就会信。
And some people, though they may not have difficulties in life, but when they see the miraculous signs in church, they believe.
但是二十四节跟二十五节就让人有一点很难了解。
But verses 24 and 25 is hard to understand.
二十四节说，耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
Verse 24 says, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men.
这个到底是什么意思？
What does this exactly mean?
如果我们看不同的翻译本，
If we look at different versions,
其中有一个翻的比较英文说耶稣不将他的信心放在人的身上。
One version says that Jesus did not entrust his faith to man.
我们都一直鼓励人对神要有信心。
We always encourage people to have faith in God.
那有信心我们就会交托神。
And when we have faith, we can entrust ourselves to God.
那如果懂得交托，我们很多的重担困难就可以得解脱。
And if we understand how to entrust our burdens to God, then we will feel relieved.
那体验我们活得越久，越发现，神是值得信托的。
And the more we live and experience God, we understand that we can entrust Him.
常常是因为我们人信心不够。
Many times it is because we do not have enough faith.
所以我们不敢交托。
So we do not know how to.
不敢交托 ，entrust.
We don't entrust ourselves to God.
因此，虽然信耶稣很久，我们还是自己背重担。
And so, though we have believed in Christ for a long time, we still carry our own burdens.
所以神啊，圣经鼓励我们要交托神。
So God encourages us to entrust ourselves to God.
好，那现在把它倒过来看。
Now if we flip it.
神可以不可以将他的信心放在我们人的身上
？Can God put His faith in us?
我们人要把信心放在神身上，让他倒过来，神可以不把信心放在我们人的身上
？We need to entrust our faith to God, and on the flip side, can God entrust Himself to us?
但是很显然呢，二十四节，信耶稣的人很多，但是耶稣不将自己交托他们。
But it is very obvious in verse 24, though a lot of people believed in Jesus, He did not entrust Himself to them.
那二十四节下半句特别讲。因为他知道万人。
And verse 24 says, He knew all men.
好，那二十五节再讲解释更清楚一点。
And verse 25 makes it even clearer.
说不用谁见证人怎样。
He did not need man's testimony about man.
有时候我们在法庭审判。
Sometimes when we're in court.
就要叫很多的见证人来讲，他有没有犯，他没有犯。
We need a lot of people to testify for us.
但是讲来讲去，有时候还是搞不清楚。
But at the end, sometimes it's still not clear.
但是主耶稣不需要人见证这个人好还是不好。
But Jesus does not need a man to testify about another man.
为什么
？Why?
因为他知道人心里所存的。
Because he knew what was in a man.
所以主耶稣他不但可以看到外表，他可以看到人的心。
So Jesus not only could see the outer appearance, but he could see the heart of the people.
那人在看外表哦，这很清楚了。但是人要论到人的心呢，常常是猜测的。
When people see other people, they can see their outer appearance clearly, but it is very hard to understand what's in their inner hearts.
所以人在看人跟神在看人就不一样。
So when a man sees a man, it's different from when Jesus sees a man.
有时候人在看自己跟神在看我们也不一样。
Sometimes when a man sees himself, it's different than the way Jesus sees us.
所以耶稣不将他的信心放在人的身上，主要是他知道人的心是什么。
So the main reason why Jesus did not entrust himself to man was because he knew all men.
那我们现在就从几个例子来看呢，为什么？人是靠不住的。
And now let's look at a few examples of why man cannot be entrusted.
如果真的要靠神，人是靠不住的。
If we
如果真的要靠，我们要靠神。
If we really want to entrust, we need to entrust in God.
好，人是靠不住的。
People cannot be trusted.
那如果一个人真的靠得住，这个人一定是非常像神的一个人。
And if a person can be entrusted, it is because he is very like Jesus.
那这个从一个很普通的我变成非常像神的人，这个过程就是一种灵修啊。
From a very original man to a spiritual man, this is increase in spirituality.
我们现在来看约翰第六章第一个例子。
Let's turn first to John chapter 6 for the first example.
约翰福音第六章。
On chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章的开始讲主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
The beginning of John chapter 6 says that Jesus fed the 5,000.
那吃完还算剩十二个篮子。
And after they had ate, there were still 12 baskets of bread left.
那十四节就讲了，众人看见耶稣行的神迹，就有一个反应。
And in verse 14 it says, after this people saw the miraculous signs, they had a reaction.
就是他真的到世间，要到世间来的先知。
That is, they began to say, surely this is a prophet who has come into this world.
所以他就觉得耶稣非常不一样。
So they felt that Jesus was very different.
他竟然有办法用五个饼两条鱼变给五千个人吃。
He could use five loaves of bread and two fish to feed for the 5,000.
所以这真是要到世间来的先知。
And this is the real prophet that is to come to the world.
然后他们对主耶稣的态度就不一样。
And their attitude toward Jesus changed.
有两件事情。
There are two things.
25节。
Verse 15.
耶稣知道众人来强逼他作王，第一件事情就是强逼主耶稣作王。
The first thing is that they wanted to make Jesus king by force.
你太伟大，你变饼给我们吃。
You are so great, you gave bread for us to eat.
你做我们的王吧。
Be the king for us.
这是第一个对主耶稣的态度。
This is the first attitude towards Jesus.
第二个态度。
The second attitude.
第六节。
Verse
6. 24节，六章二十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 24.
众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。
24. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus.
所以他们没有看到耶稣啊，就用跑的就跑去找主耶稣啊。
And they couldn't see Jesus, so they ran to find Jesus.
下面说上船去找耶稣。
It says that they got onto the boat to look for Jesus.
所以我们看这一群人要耶稣当王，这一群人真的很热心去寻找主耶稣。
So we see that this crowd wanted Jesus to be their king, and so they went to look for Jesus zealously.
现在这一群人是不是靠得住？
And can these men be trusted?
他这么热心啊，他也要我当王啊。
They were so fervent, they want me to be king.
所以我能不能把信心放在这一群人的身上？
Can I entrust my faith to them?
这个就是我们要思考的一个问题。
This is something that we should consider.
但是很显然主耶稣没有就独自退到山上去，主耶稣就没有接受他们拥护当王。
And Jesus did not take their. Jesus just went up to the mountain.
那为什么主耶稣不接受他拥护他们强逼作王
？Why did Jesus not accept their force？
这个就是这一群人要主耶稣当王，跟主耶稣要来世界当的王是不一样的。
And that is because the crowd wanted Jesus to be a king, but it was different. Than the king that Jesus came to be.
主耶稣在被审判的时候，比拉多说：“你说你是王吗？”
When Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king?"
主耶稣没有否定他说：“你说我是王，他没有否定。”
Jesus did not deny it.
但是当主耶稣说我你说我是王的时候，主耶稣讲那个王是指着属灵国度的王。
But when Jesus said the king Jesus referred to was the spiritual king.
所以他的门徒动刀要来救耶稣，耶稣说收刀入鞘啊。
So his disciples wanted to save Jesus, but Jesus stopped them.
那动刀的要死在刀下。
And those who kill with a sword will die by the sword.
那这群人要拥护耶稣当王啊，这个是地上的观念。
And the crowd wanted Jesus to be the king, but this is of the world.
不是把主耶稣真的捧作属灵的王。
It is not to allow Jesus to be the spiritual king.
那在什么事上我们可以了解他们的心呢？
And how can we understand their heart?
我们现在回来看第六章的二十六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 26.
约翰六章二十六节。
John chapter 6, verse 26.
耶稣回答说：“我实在告诉你们，你们找我不是见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。”二十七节。
Verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。这里主耶稣引导他们，如果你真的这么认真要追求我， 那我现在告诉你们。
Here Jesus leads them to understand. If you really want to understand me, here it is.
好，就是信仰的追求哦，不要为着吃饼得饱。
In the pursuit of faith, don't pursue after being full.
所以信耶稣真正的目的不是为着地上的好处。
The reason why we believe in God is not to gain the goods of the world.
那这一群人来找主耶稣，主要的目的是吃饼，是地上的好处。
This crowd came to Jesus because they wanted bread, which was of the world.
那主耶稣没有说这样不好，主耶稣说你要去追求那更有价值。
Jesus did not say this is bad, but he said you must pursue what is more valuable.
所以二十七节。
Verse 27.
那不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
27. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you.
这个永生的劳碌就是吃了永远不死。
And this eternal bread is, if you eat of it, you will not die.
这个叫做真粮。
This is the true bread.
那个粮吃了永远不死是什么？
And if you eat this bread, you won't die. What is this bread?
我们看三十五节。
Look at verse 35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty."
所以这一群人拥护耶稣当王，找主耶稣，只有一个目的，就是地上的恩典。
So these people, this crowd wanted Jesus to be the king only for one reason, and that is to gain the riches of the world.
因此主耶稣很清楚看，你们要我当王，你要来找我，你的心我已经看清楚了，你就是为着吃饼。
So Jesus saw clearly their heart, which was they just wanted bread to eat.
那现在你要追求更有价值的。
And now you have to pursue what is more valuable.
那个饼吃了你不会死的。
That bread which you will eat and not die.
那个饼是什么？
What is that bread?
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
所以你不是要追求我的恩典，最重要要追求我本身。
So you do not pursue after my grace, but pursue after me.
那主耶稣是生命之粮，接下去主耶稣就告诉他们。
And Jesus is the bread of life, and he continues on to say,
说吃我的肉，喝我血的有永生。
Whoever eats of my bread and drinks my flesh will have eternal life.
这就是圣餐。
This is the Holy Communion.
那不吃我的肉，不喝我的血，就没有永生。
And if you do not eat my bread and drink my flesh, then you will not have eternal life.
所以当主耶稣把他们引到更高一个层次，你现在要追求永生。
And so when Jesus put them on a higher ground,
要追求更丰盛的生命。
He encouraged them to pursue what's more valuable and eternal life.
那我们看这些门徒怎么回应。
And how did these disciples reply?
60节。
Verse 60.
他的门徒中有好些听见的，就说这话虽难，谁能听呢？
60. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?"
这个标准太高了。
This is too high of a standard.
这个我们做不到。
We cannot do this.
所以六十六节。
Verse 66.
从此他的门徒中多有退去，不再和 他同行了。
From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
所以五千个人吃饱。
5,000 people were fed.
到最后，主耶稣讲到要得到永生的时候，只剩几个？只剩十二个人。
And at the end, when Jesus told them the bread of eternal life, there are only the 12 left.
所以为什么主耶稣不能够把信心放在这些信徒的身上？
And why could Jesus not trust his faith to the crowd?
因为他们追求的是很表面的。
Because what they pursue is on the surface.
是很短暂的。
They pursue what is short.
那今天也是一样。
And it is the same today.
如果我们看到一个信徒得到神的恩典，祝福身体健康，事业顺利，就大发热心要来服侍人，这很好。
If we see a man who is very successful and he has great health and he wants to serve, that's very good.
但是是不是这样就靠得住？
But does this mean he's reliable?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
一个人要在服事的上面靠得住，要在信仰上靠得住，要从内心来改变。
In order for a man to be reliable, he has to be reliable in his faith and in his heart.
那改变到什么程度？
And how does he have to change his heart?
啊，第六章。啊，对不起。啊，第六章的啊，啊，六十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 67.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”六十八节。
68.
西门彼得说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们跟从谁呢？”请读。
Verse 67. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. 68. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
哦，所以到最后啊，这个十二个门徒不走。
So at the end, the 12 disciples did not leave.
不是因为他们需要饼吃。
Not because they needed bread to eat.
是你有永生之道。
Because Jesus had the word of life.
因此我们信耶稣到最后，如果我信耶稣真的是为着永生。
So if we truly believe in God because we want eternal life.
就不会离开主耶稣了。
Then we will not leave Lord Jesus.
那如果我们说那个永生之道就在真耶稣教会。
And if we say that this eternal life is in True Jesus Church,
你就不会离开真耶稣教会。
Then we will not leave True Jesus Church.
要到那个程度哦，才靠得住了。
And to this, and only to this level will the person be reliable.
只是体会很多物质上、今生上的恩典还不够。
Only receiving physical and materialistic things is not enough.
还是会离开。
They will still leave.
所以信仰是要追求的。
So we need to pursue our faith.
我们来看啊，约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
啊，第二个例子。
For the second example.
啊，约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7.
第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，从第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
啊，第二节。当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，第三节，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你要离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。”
Verse 2. But when the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was near, 3. Jesus' brother said to him, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do."
这里讲祝棚节近了。
Here it says that the Feast of Tabernacles was near.
那很多人就要上耶路撒冷去了。
And so many people were going to Jerusalem.
那主耶稣的兄弟哦，就对他讲。
And Jesus' brother said to him.
哦，说哦，你既然能够行这么大的神迹哦，你也应该要去。
Since you can do such great miracles, you should go up there.
所以大家可以看到你行大事啊。
So people could see the miracles you do.
哦，那第四节讲得更清楚。
Verse 4 says it more clearly.
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行的。你如果行这些事，就应当自己显给世人看。
Verse 4. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world.
所以他的兄弟哦，叫主耶稣到耶路撒冷去行神迹。
His brothers told Jesus to go to Jerusalem to perform miracles.
目的是什么？
What is their purpose?
显扬你的名声。
To glory.
第四节。
So that you can become a public figure.
哦，就会出名了。你如果这样做，就很出名了。
So that you can become famous.
啊，那这一件事情哦，主耶稣怎么看
？And how did Jesus view this?
哦，我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
因为连他的兄弟说这个话，也是因为不信他。
Five, for even his own brothers did not believe in him.
这个是什么意思
？What does this mean？
哦，叫他到耶路撒冷行神迹来显扬名声，为什么这个不信呢
？Why is it that when his brothers told him to go to Jerusalem to perform miracles, they do not believe？
不信就是他。没有真的相信耶稣来是要做弥赛亚，是要救人的灵魂。
Not believing means that they did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah who would save souls.
他是看表面的，耶稣行神迹就是要出名。
They saw the surface. They saw that Jesus Christ performed miracles because he wanted to become famous.
但是主耶稣就，那主耶稣怎么讲
？Then what did Jesus say？
啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣对他说：“我的时候还没有到。”你们时候常是方便的。
Verse 6. Therefore, Jesus told them, The right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right.
所以主耶稣没有听啊，说我时候还没有到。
Jesus did not listen to him. He said, the right time is not for me.
第十节。第十节。
Verse 10.、
啊、当他的弟兄去以后，耶稣也上去过节，不是明去、啊、是暗去的。
Verse 10, however, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also, not publicly, but in secret.
所以后来主耶稣也去了。
So in the end, Jesus also went.
但是他是暗中去的。
But he went in secret.
所以他的兄弟跟他讲，你就要明明去，出名。
His brothers told him, go publicly so that people can see him.
主耶稣是暗中去的。
But Jesus went in secret.
那这个告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
人凭自己说求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他没有不义。
18. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him.
我们再看五章四十一节。
Let's also turn to chapter 5, verse 41.
我不受从人得来的荣耀。
I do not accept praise from men.
所以主耶稣来世界，他最重要的目的，不是要得荣耀，得世界上的荣耀。
Jesus' main purpose for him to come to the world was not to receive praises and glory from man.
他是要荣耀神。
He came to glorify God.
那这一段圣经告诉我们什么？
And what does this passage tell us?
我们人常常没有办法在神看见，没有办法把信心放在我们身上，原因就是我们在做事常常是为了荣耀自己。
In God's eyes, many times we cannot put faith in ourselves because many times the things we do is to glorify ourselves.
那这跟神要我们做事服事的目的不一样。
And this is different than from the purpose that God has given us.
神要我们做事服事是要荣耀神。
God wants us to serve Him and to in order to glorify Him.
那如果这个心没有改变，
and if our heart does not change,
那神现在把信心放在我们身上，用很重要的工作给我们做。
And if God put a very important holy work in our hands,
那我们做到最后都在荣耀自己。
And at the end, we are only glorifying ourselves.
荣耀自己这个就有问题啊。
And if we are just glorifying ourselves, then this is a problem.
我们的服事也不会久。
And our servitude will not be long.
所以为什么有时候我们觉得说我不是很有能力吗？我不是很有教育吗？为什么神不把重要的工作交托我？
And sometimes we think I'm very educated and I have of these talents, but why doesn't God entrust these
work to us? 神知道我们的心。
Because God knows our hearts.
所以当我们灵修一直进到完全，真的从心里面都是为着荣耀神。
And so when our spirituality becomes perfect and all we do is to glorify God.
没有人看我也会做。
If no one is looking, I will still do it.
没有人知道我也会做。
If no one knows, I'm still doing it.
在那个时候，神就可以把信心放在我们身上，就可以交托我们很重要的工作。
And at this time, God can put his faith in us and he can entrust his work to us.
这是第二个例子。
This is the second example.
我们再来看第三个例子。
Let's look at the third example.
同样的，约翰福音。
Also in John.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
第五节。
Verse 5.
从第四开始。
Starting from verse 4.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？
Verse 4. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. 5. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages.
我们再看这个玛利亚把一斤极贵的真拿达香膏打破裹在耶稣的脚前，用头发去擦干。
And Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair.
那犹大在那里看一看啊，他就说这个太可惜呀。
And when Judas of Iscariot saw it, he said, "This is such a waste."
这个一年的工资买一瓶香膏，就这样头一抹，然后流到脚，再把它擦掉，就没有了。这个太可惜了。
Said a year's wages of the perfume is poured onto head of Christ and then down to his feet and wiped away, and this is such a waste.
这个不可以卖三个这个银子去周济穷人，行很多善事，不是很好吗？
This can be given to the poor, isn't that better?
这个话真的是很好听，非常感动人。
These words are very touching.
但是只有主耶稣知道他心里在想什么。
But only Jesus knew what he was thinking inside his heart.
我看第六节。
Verse 6.
他说这个话不是挂念穷人，乃是他是贼啊，又带着钱来。
Verse 6, he did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, as keeper of the money bag.
所以犹大讲话很好听，但是他的心是什么？这个三十块如果一进来，我自己可以用啊。
The words of Judas Iscariot was very pleasing, but what he thought of was that he could use the money for himself.
所以为什么主耶稣不能够把信心放在犹大身上？
And so why...Could Jesus not entrust his faith to Judas Iscariot?
他虽然管钱啊，但是他的钱是通他自己的口袋啊。
Though he was the keeper of the money fell into his own pocket.
因此主耶稣没有阻止那个玛利亚行善。
Therefore, Jesus did not stop Mary.
说这是机会。
He said this is a chance.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说，说这个话不是挂念纪念穷人，乃是因为贼又带着钱囊藏走其中所求的。第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣说，由他吧，他是有安葬之日存留的，因为常常有穷人同在，只是你们不常有我。
Verse 7. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial.
常常有穷人同在。你每天都救济穷人，但是你要裹在主耶稣的身上，只有一次。
You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have Jesus Christ.
所以有时候我们在听人在讲，有的干会堂，我不是讲哪个地方了，是一般在讲，哇，这个会堂用这么好的材料。
So generally speaking, some people say this chapel is built with great material.
我也收过信徒的 email， 不是这个地方啊。他讲哪一个教会盖会堂？你看那个地板用大理石，太浪费了。
And I received emails not regarding this church, but of other churches saying that the tiles are made up.
但是有的信徒啊，他觉得他一生啊，我一生可能只能够看到盖会堂一次，所以我就是要奉献来代表我对主耶稣的爱。
The tiles are made of good material, and so.Many believers think that there is only one in their life where they can build the church and contribute.
那如果用这个角度来看，这个是他爱神的表现，我们为什么需要反对呢？
And from human perspective, it seems this is that they're showing love to God, and so why should we object?
所以，我们在服侍神，那个内心的动机是最重要的。
So in serving God,The motivation inside our heart is the most important.
那个说卖三十两银子救济穷人的犹大，到最后真的把主耶稣卖掉了。
And in the end, Judas of Iscariot betrayed Jesus.
因为他没有爱主的心。
Because he did not have the heart of to love God.
他真的爱是爱钱。
He loved money.
所以他最后为着钱把主耶稣卖掉。
So at the end, he betrayed Jesus for money.
那有时候啊，我们不是为着主耶，不是为着钱啊。
And sometimes we don't necessarily do it for money.
有时候是为了我们个人的利益，把主耶稣卖掉。
Sometimes we sell Christ because of our own benefits.
把主耶稣的荣耀卖掉了。
We sell His glory away.
把主耶稣的门徒卖掉了，信徒卖掉了。
We sell His disciples and we sell His believers.
为了个人的利益。
For our own benefits.
所以。神我们可以信托，但是人，有时候神就没有办法信托我们。
We can believe in God, but God cannot necessarily trust Himself to us.
我们再看一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第二福音第八章。
John chapter
8. 第八章从第一节到第九节。
From verse 1 to verse 9.
特别第三节。
Especially verse 3.
文士跟法利赛人带了一个行淫被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。第四节。
Verse 4.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人正行淫的时候被拿。摩西在律法上吩咐我要把这样人用石头打死，你说他应该怎么样？这个文士法利赛非常公义。
These Pharisees were very righteous. Righteous.
有多公义呢？
How righteous were they?
他特意去把行奸淫的妇人抓到，那不晓得花多少时间，用多少心思，然后就把他带到主耶稣的面前。
They especially brought a woman caught in adultery. This must have taken a lot of time and effort, and they brought her to in front of Jesus Christ.
然后问你说要不要用石头把他打死
？And they asked, "Should we stone her to death?"
但是我们现在就想那这个文士法利赛人这样做，他内心最深的深处是要做什么？
Let's ask, why did the Pharisees actually do this? What were they thinking deep down in their heart?
他这样做的心是什么？
What was their heart?
当然很容易了解的。
This is very easy to understand.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他们说这个话是要试探耶稣，要拿着告他的把柄。
Verse 6, they were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him.
所以这个公义的后面是要抓耶稣的把柄，要来告他。
So their righteousness behind it was they wanted to accuse Jesus and catch him.
那主耶稣知道人的心，主耶稣也很聪明
And Jesus was very smart and he knew the heart of man.
要跟他解决这个问题，不是跟他议论说这个女人有没有犯奸淫，这被抓来你要怎么去议论
？And he did not argue that this woman was not caught in adultery.
主耶稣说：“谁没有罪的，用石头打他。”
Instead, Jesus says, "If any one of you is without sin, stone her."
结果那个文士法利赛也溜走了。
And the Pharisees left.
所以我们就知道他的公义不是对自己，他公义是对别人的。
And we understand that their justice is not for themselves but for others.
神所要的第一个是行公义。
The first thing Jesus wants us to do is to have justice.
第二个是好怜悯。
And then it's to have mercy.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
行公义是对自己的要求。
To have justice is to is a requirement of ourselves.
好怜悯是对别人的态度。
To have mercy is to have to consider our attitude towards others.
但是现在有时候我们是倒过来的。
But sometimes it's the opposite.
行公义是对别人。
Justice is towards others.
来看看谁对谁错，谁对谁错。
See who did what to others.
那好怜悯是对自己的。
And we have mercy to ourselves.
那这个就倒过了，这个就不对了。
This is the opposite and it's wrong.
所以主耶稣借着这个机会
，So Jesus through this chance，
最后救了这个行犯奸淫的妇人。
Save this woman who was caught in adultery.
这是他的怜悯。
This is his mercy.
但是主耶稣也讲，谁没有罪，这就要把他打死，这是主耶稣的公义。
And Jesus showed his justice by saying, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
所以最后他给这个妇人一个机会。
And so Jesus gave this woman a chance.
就是从此不要再犯，这个就是一个机会。
That is to never commit adultery again. This is an opportunity.
因此，什么样的人叫做属灵人
？So what kind of a person is called a spiritual man?
属灵人就是看透万事。
Spiritual man is that they can see all things.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书的第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
属灵人能够看透万事，却没有一个人能看透他。十六节。
16.
谁能知道主的心去教导呢？但是我们是有基督的心。
Verse 15, the spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
所以谁叫属灵人
Who is called a spiritual man?
结论一句话，就是他有基督的心。
There's only one word for a conclusion, that is, they have the heart of Jesus Christ.
那这个基督的心呢、啊，就是用人的内心来判断人。
That is, they have the mind of Christ, and they use Jesus' judgment to judge others.
那用神的心来看人。
And to use God's heart to look at others.
但已经没有自己的意思了。
They don't have their own opinion.
那如果人能够达到这样的程度啊，这个人就是可信的。
And if a man can reach this type of this level, then he can be entrusted.
这个就是我们在努力的目标。
And this is what we are pursuing.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
啊，三百五十六。
356。
我们最后要来祷告。
Now we are going to pray.
我们四月底有灵恩布道会。
The end of April, we have our spiritual convocation.
特别为这个事情祷告，求主耶稣带领祝福。
Let's especially pray for this event so that God may guide and bless.
流泪撒种，要欢呼收割。
We spread our seeds and we sow.And reap.
那祷告就是流泪撒种的一部分。
And praying is a part of sowing and reaping.
那我们月底有联总的一些会议，我们祷告求神带领，让所开的会议能够顺利。
At the end of this month, we have World Delegate Conference meetings, and let's ask God to guide it.
好，一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。